Joining us now, Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and a Fox News contributor. And he just admitted to us during break he's been to the Moscow airport many a times, Ambassador. And we keep on saying Edward Snowden's in this, like, it's some sort of legitimate place. Like, oh, he's just in the grocery store. He's just on the street. I mean, what are we really talking about here?
Well, the notion that because he hasn't gone through Russian customs, somehow he's in a different place than the country called Russia is utterly ridiculous. And what makes it so insulting is Putin is a lawyer. He knows it's ridiculous. Snowden came under Russian jurisdiction when his airplane crossed into Russian airspace. Russian security officials could have opened the cabin door and pulled him off the plane and arrested him then. The fact that Russia doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States is utterly irrelevant. Russia has control over him. They could deliver him back if they wanted to. They don't want to for several reasons. I think probably the most important, the most dangerous, is they're trying to get everything they can off his computers, copying his documents, and debriefing him on what he knows personally.
So you say what Putin is saying is ridiculous. Do we validate it then with some sort of response or not?
Well, I think if they don't turn him over, we should start responding. Honestly, we should have started responding to the Chinese when he left Hong Kong. They obviously didn't pay any attention to our diplomacy either. And to the extent there's any chance to influence Russia, it would help to start penalizing China. There are several things we could do. Withdraw our ambassador from Beijing, withdraw our consul general from Hong Kong, put all day-to-day diplomatic activities on ice, and then go beyond that in the case of China and allow all Taiwanese officials to travel to the United States to receive Taiwanese diplomats in the State Department building. That'll send Beijing through the overhead, and that will send a signal to Moscow that your turn is next if you let Snowden go.
Here's what the National Security Council spokeswoman said. This is a quote. We agree with President Putin that we do not want this issue to negatively impact our bilateral relations. What bilateral relations are we hoping to preserve by having a little response?
You know, look, they are putting the Russians are putting their thumb in our eye. They enjoy doing this. They are already damaging our national security by whatever information they're getting from Snowden. I understand why the administration may not want to be too public about this, but the notion that somehow we can placate the Russians after what they're doing for us just reinforces in the minds of Putin, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, weenies, and that they can push us around and get away with it. And well, that's what they continue to do.
Are we, though, Ambassador? I mean, at this point?
Well, we're certainly weenies with respect to the Chinese. They have defied our clear wishes. They've allowed, they've indeed protected Snowden in getting out of Hong Kong, and they have suffered no consequences. And the Russians must be judging that they're not going to suffer any consequences either. So it's no wonder that they're playing games with us. Look, Putin understands exactly what the situation is. Do you think if we had a Russian citizen that they wanted, that they'd be pussyfooting around like this? Forget about it. They think they can get away with this. They don't care about our diplomacy. They apparently don't think there'll be any consequences. And I think this applies not just to the case of Edward Snowden. This is what they think about the United States under Barack Obama.